Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us on your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host. Also, just a reminder, if you want to send us an email or any information of future topics that you would be interested, you can always email us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And we would be happy to, if you have any questions, we would be happy to answer them. And also, we can answer them on air, too. Not right away, but once we get our email. So, again, today we have a really good show. We had actually a show in the past on the topic of aggression, but we were talking mostly on adolescents. And today we have the presence of talking to Dr. Robert Oliver. He is a consultant for education and treatment alternatives. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Today we're going to be talking about ART, which is short for aggression replacement training, but it on younger children.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's quite a difference between the adolescents and younger children. Correct.
There is. There's some adaptations needed when you're working with younger children compared to adolescents. Mm-hmm. The components would still be the same. There is skill streaming, which is teaching pro-social skills. There's the anger control piece, which is teaching kids self-regulation. Mm-hmm. And instead of moral reasoning, though, we do teach character education to younger children.
To younger children. Mm-hmm. And this can be taught what ages? From what ages?
There's actually, for skill streaming, there's an early childhood component. So you can go down to 4 or 5 years old.
Wow. So, well, let's start beginning. Why is it that ART was developed, the aggression replacement training? Why was that developed?
Well, Dr. Arnie Goldstein developed the program. He was a professor at Syracuse University, and he began working originally with Eva Feindler and Ellen to develop the skill streaming and the anger control components. And he actually, over a period of about 10, 15 years, figured that there were really three things that were needed to get at aggressive young children. And that was the skill streaming combined with the anger control, mm-hmm. combined with character education.
So as parents, like, well, I'm a parent. I have my 7-year-old. What would determine, you know, who would need the ART, the aggression, this treatment for aggression? You know, there's kids that throw tantrums. You know, they throw themselves at the floor, and they're kicking and screaming. They're angry because that's the way they express their emotion. You know, they can't control it, and they're angry and they're kicking. And for someone, okay, would that require for a child to go into, you know, benefit from the aggression replacement training?
No, we're really talking about children who really do not have any self-regulation skills at all when they become school-age children.
What do you mean by self-regulation?
That they lose control, mm-hmm. constantly over everything. They're not able to regulate, mm-hmm. their behavior, okay. at all. And actually, if you look at the research, most aggressive we are in our life cycle is when we're 2 years old, the reason why they call it the terrible twos.
Yeah.
Most children, again, because behavior is corrected by their parents, modeled by their parents, learn to control their anger. There is a whole set of children that do not, because aggression is being modeled for them in their home, in their neighborhood, in their school, and they continue to develop higher and higher levels of aggression.
So for a 2-year-old to throw themselves on the floor is okay, because that's how they're learning, and they're trying to, they're still not being able to regulate their anger. But for a 7-year-old throwing themselves on the floor,
that would be a problem. So when you look at self-regulation and teaching self-regulation, you as a parent have a lot of ways that you control your children's behavior. And what we see, the development of aggression in very young children, is a thing called coercive parenting, where parents go from very lax mm-hmm. parenting to very harsh parenting in a matter of minutes. So you're a 2-year-old, you're throwing a tantrum, mm-hmm. And I'm going, stop, honey, stop, honey. Now, don't do that, honey. To all of a sudden, I'm smacking you up alongside the head and screaming at you. That would be that continuum. So you see that. And
so what would it be like? Just, you know, that's what I did. You know, she would throw a tantrum, and I would just like, you know what? No, you can't, and just walk away.
Absolutely. You're not acknowledging or reinforcing the behavior. You're making, again, if you were to model aggression by smacking her, that's exactly what happens. And as a young child starts learning that that's how people get their way. Might makes right. So they become...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.